Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And we are a bunch of ladies talking about lady stuff, but also we're not gentle ladies.
No, we're not. We're feisty ladies.
Raunchy ladies.
Yeah.
What is our contact info, Sarah?
We have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And didn't we get a message on Instagram recently?
We did. This is from One Woman Spa in Tacoma. Her name is Rose.
Oh, Rose.
She says, "Hey, ladies, I'm catching up on the podcast from the first of the year. I'm listening to the one where you're talking about aging. The biggest thing to prevent the signs of aging is your face is a good skincare routine. I would love to give you ladies a facial if you're willing to travel to the ever gritty Tacoma. I use a botanical vegan skincare line in the day spa I own. Right now, I am on a leave of absence because my son is recovering from a bone marrow transplant for his leukemia. But when I come back to work in April, I would love to have you gals in."
Oh, I think I remember Rose writing into the main show about, you know, her son finding a match and getting the bone marrow transplant, which is freaking awesome.
Oh, yay!
I actually, I just got it in the mail. I applied to be on the list.
Oh, in case someone needs a transplant? Mm-hmm.
And I match. So I just got my, I think like a day or two ago. It's like a whole package and you like swab your mouth and stuff and you mail it back to them and see if that you can be a candidate or not.
That's so cool. And then if you are a candidate and they have someone,
I believe they fly you out. Like so for example, I have a friend who was recovering from cancer and he was a match with a gal who was in Germany.
Oh, wow.
So they got her, you know, he has now her genes, which is funny because I think he said something like, if you were to swab his mouth, you would get her, like it would come out looking like on the DNA report that it's her.
Oh, like if you did like ancestry or something?
Yeah, like it would look like trippy. He is her. But if you like check his blood, or it could be reverse, something like that. If you check his blood, he is still him.
Is it really rare to get the same match when it comes to?
I think it's hard. It's
bone marrow. Yeah.
From what I understand. But it's also
not like a blood thing. Because blood
I think there was probably something to do with it, but I think there's just a lot more factors.
Wow, that's so cool that you did that.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, well, like, what if, you know, gotta go save a life in, like, Kansas or something.
So badass, I'm just gonna go save a life real quick.
Yeah, you know what, I need a couple days off work, I'm gonna go donate my bone marrow.
No big deal, it's fine. But, well, it's kind of like, I guess, being an organ donor, right? Mm-hmm.
But organ donors, typically when you, most, more often than not, like, after you pass away.
Yeah.
Except for, like, a kidney.
Yeah. I'd give you my kidney, Vicky.
I'd give you mine.
Aww.
Wait, what blood type are you?
I have no idea, honestly.
B positive.
What? Do you have to be the same blood to have the same kidney?
I think that's a big thing.
Oh, probably is. Obviously, yeah. I don't know.
Anywho. Well, we really appreciate the offer, Rose. And I really hope that everything goes smoothly in recovery. And take care. So it's been kind of gloomy. I think I even just saw an article posted. It's like, it's sunless in Seattle as a city weather is one of the gloomiest stretches in recent history.
Yeah, I heard that January is our wettest. It's been the wettest January for a long time, I guess.
Right. So I thought, like, I found this whole thing that has just wholesome posts. Do you know what that means?
Posts that make you feel good?
Yeah, like just really sweet posts that's just, oh, that's so wholesome. It's so nice.
Oh, that just puts a little smile on your face and then realize how much of an a-hole you are.
Right, just the warm fuzzies. And I figured, you know, I'd share a couple. And let's see if it puts some warm fuzzies in your cold, dead heart, Sarah.
Wow. Okay, let's see.
All right, so somebody on Reddit asked, "What is your dirty little secret?" So this person writes, "I secretly watch my friend's streams and support him without him knowing by using a different account. He gets very few viewers, so I talk to him throughout the stream to keep his spirits up."
Okay, that's very sweet. Very sweet. But if someone was doing that to me and I found out it was my friend, I would not like that.
No, because how do you
like catfishing? That's like catfishing.
But he's not trying to get something out of you.
Well, but he's thinking like, damn, I have this follower and they really like me. And they're talking to me. They're donating to me. But then you find out that it's not really a follower. It's like your friend.
I'd be very like, I'm like, oh, you did that for me to get me motivated to continue doing this and not keep me like not like I'll just like, you know what? I'm not getting any views. Nobody's talking to me. I'm just going to quit.
That's so motivating. You wouldn't be at all like. Would you be bummed out at all to find out like if it was me?
I think it would be like, oh, Sarah, you did that for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, Maybe I do have a cold heart. I would be like, I get what you were doing, but no. Like, no.
How do you have friends?
You're essentially lying.
Again. Okay, so this is cute. So I once met a guy who I really, really liked, but he didn't read. He could read, he just didn't. He couldn't find any enjoyment in books. And it devastated me. He appreciated my attempts at finding a genre he might like, as he loves stories, but he could never enjoy books.
Mm-hmm.
Then I met his mother, who was blind. When he was little, she couldn't read stories to him, so she would make them up. He never developed an appreciation for books because she couldn't give him that. It's absolutely devastated me to realize that that was an aspect of his childhood that he could never know, and for good reason. So I finally found a book he loved, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. The first thing he did with it, he read it to his mother.
Oh, that's cute.
It's really sweet. Like, somebody actually... I get that, like, not having certain connections with certain things because you didn't grow up with them.
Yeah.
Like, me with animals and stuff. Like, I didn't really have pets growing up. I had them here and there. But my mom wasn't a big pet person. And so that kind of, in turn, made me not a pet person. My brother would be. I could see him having pets in the future, but...
But does that bother you at all?
No, it bothers other people.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was thinking about this story. I was like, did he care about the whole reading thing? Or did you like reading so much that you were, like, really... Because... I don't like reading at all.
No.
It's never been a thing of mine. I honestly don't even remember ever getting read to as a child. I remember my dad tried to read me the Harry Potter books, and I was like, I hate this so much, dude. Like, stop it. Like, you just read them. Because I think he wanted me to bond with him in that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I don't, you know? So if, like, my boyfriend was, I'd be like, babe, like, it's something I don't like. Like, it's fine.
It's,
like,
I think it's, like, one of those, like, big... Like, not turnoffs, but deal breakers. You know, like, we've had that conversation before on the podcast where... Just for some people, there's some big aspects of your life. You're like, I could never date somebody who doesn't like to hike. Like, I am always out in the woods, or I could never date somebody... Okay, that's so not me. It just heads
yeah,
up.
That was, yeah. No, that's not Vicky.
No, my favorite quote around Thanksgiving and Christmas is a tweet that was posted saying, like, how awful would it be if you married into a family that does 3Ks on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, 3Ks. Like, I saw that too.
And it's like, no, I want to do mimosas on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, I would
Christmas
even
morning.
Hate that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it's tough for me is, like, I would never try to force my boyfriend to like anything that I like so much. You know, like, I mean, I'm glad she finally found a book that he likes, but is she just going to be reading all these books and he's just going to read this one over and over and over again?
I mean, well, there's like 8 of them, so.
Yeah, but he specifically liked that one.
Yeah, I think that might be the first one.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
I honestly don't know.
I know that's the first one for sure.
I never read them, so I don't know.
No, I even know that.
But, yeah, I mean...
I think it's sweet that he read it to his mom. I don't think it's sweet that she was,
I think,
like,
she felt like she pushing it and stuff. And he was, like, being nice about it sounded like. But you can tell they're not together anymore, so... I'm sure there's other stuff, because she said there used to be a guy I really liked. So
yeah, don't push your passions on people. If it's a deal breaker and they don't do it, then don't start dating them.
Exactly.
Like, that's
simple as that.
Yeah.
So this is really cute. Somebody tweeted at the Dublin News or the bus station. It's like, hey, my 3-year-old wanted to know how you decide which buses get to sleep inside the depot, you know, the depot garage, and which have to sleep in the yard, like outside in the parking lot area. And so it's like, hey, Matthew, we have rang around to a few of the depots and we can confirm that all the buses are loved equally and take turns sleeping inside the warm depot. Those sleeping outside are given cocos to keep warm.
Oh,
like, how cute is that?
I feel like that is a very kid question.
Like, why do they get to be inside and warm? Like, what about the other ones? Like, how do they pick?
Yeah.
And so I think it's really sweet. I love it when companies engage with kids like this.
Yeah, that's a very good answer.
Like, and it makes you look amazing. This is funny. Between a mom and their child says, hey, what does AF mean? Teenagers use it as an alternative to a lot. It's like, I love you AF with a little heart. Is this the right way to use it? Yes, correct. I love you AF too. Take care and stay safe. Yes, I will. You take care.
Do
the mom
kid,
sends a picture.
That kid is going to go and say that all the time.
The mom will, yes.
Oh.
This is just a really cute quote and with pictures of stuff, but it says, so far you have survived 100% of your worst days. You're doing great.
Ooh, damn, maybe I am a black hole of a heart, because I'm like, yeah, but you probably haven't had your worst days yet, so buckle up, buddy. You're not even halfway through this life.
if you live to an old age.
I look like more of the gothy one, and I like more of the gothy things, but I feel like you're more of the bummer.
I mean, that's where my brain goes. I'm like, we've survived that, but what haven't we survived yet? Like, there is a lot more S coming.
Well, exactly. So all this stuff has prepared you for the bigger stuff. Like, you are taking these steps to prepare you for the final boss.
I don't necessarily believe that, though. Like, I don't believe that, you know, like, crap happens and that makes you the person you are today. Yeah, that's true. But, like, who would you have been if that crap didn't happen? You'd probably be just as kick-ass. Like,
you'd be kick-ass in a different way.
Yeah. Like, if someone, like, passes away right now, I don't think that's going to prepare me for when my parents pass away. I don't think that's going to help.
I think for me, though, this is a little different because I have struggled with, like, mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
So when they say you've survived, it's mostly, like, I decided not to leave this earth.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thinking. It's like, you didn't take that. I didn't take that decision. I didn't make that choice. And, like, I kept going. So it's like, okay, if I was able to get past that and I kept going and I kept surviving that, then that's what I get out of it.
Okay. Maybe I just get out of, like, I mean, life is always going to kick you on your ass. Like, right. Just because, I mean, cool, you survived this much. But, like, if you're going to live till, like, a normal, like, age, you know, now it's, what, 80s or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what, you're 30? Still 50 years of this crap, you know? I mean, and great stuff, too. Don't get me wrong. But there's so much more. Like, our parents are still alive and well. Like, we're going to have to probably go through that. And, you know, like, stuff like that yeah. I'm like, there's still a lot coming.
And it's about mentally preparing yourself for the future. And, like, I've had conversations with my parents about that kind of stuff. And I've had conversations. I think it's different. They've tried to be like, hey, this is what, you know, some information about, like, if they pass, like, I would like to do this and that. But then when I start talking about if it were to happen to me, like, it freaks them out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm younger.
No, you're supposed to outlive us.
Exactly. But I'm just like, this is kind of what I would like to do for, like, if I were to pass away suddenly, like, my funeral.
I talked to that about my dad, too. And I'm like, hey, you better know, because honestly, you never know what's going to happen.
I feel like a lot of people don't have that discussion with people. And so the problem with, like, the funeral industry is super expensive and they charge you out the woo-ha, like the hoo-ha. Yeah. Just,
it's like a wedding.
Yeah, because they're dealing with people who are grieving. Like, they don't want to think about it. They just kind of want to do it quickly.
Mm-hmm. So, and they think, like, well, this is how much it has to be. Like, where else am I going to put this person? Or what else am I going to do with that?
I mean,
whatever.
There is one where, like, people are like, well, we need to use embalming and stuff. No, you don't. You don't need to embalm them or use whatever the hell that is, that chemical is. But it's for quote-unquote preserving, but that's not necessary. Refrigeration does the exact same thing of the dead body.
Refrigerate the body?
Yeah, like in those cold.
For how long?
Well, and to get it ready for the funeral.
So oh, I'm like,
not forever.
Okay.
No. They
damn.
It was on an episode of Adam Ruins Everything, and they do talk about everything from talking to your family members to what the funeral industry is all about, actually.
Yeah,
and they prey upon you, like, well, I guess you want this cheap one then for your grandma. I guess you didn't really care.
I know. And honestly, like, I don't want that to, like, pull at my heartstrings for my loved ones, but it's so going to.
But, like, it's kind of morbid when people decide, hey, I want to buy my my grave plot. Like, I have everything already picked out. I already bought it. So when I die, it's right there.
Dude, I should do that. That's some crap I would do. And I would, like, I would make my own headstone.
Headstone? I don't know. Actually,
you know, the thing that says your name and stuff. I would write something weird on it and be like, dude, it's already set for you guys, but
it's
dead.
Ready. Yeah. It's like, it's in the garage. Just grab it.
Don't look at it yet. It's like bedazzled.
Oh my God, it would
pink.
Be.
Pink. It lights up. You walk by and it starts singing.
Oh, Jesus, Sarah. Let's see. What's the most effective psychological trick you use? So this is another, the wholesome posts. It says, to avoid workplace drama and be well-liked is to just compliment people behind their back.
Weird.
So I would never say this to her face, but she's a wonderful person and a gifted artist.
Why wouldn't she say that to her face,
though?
I mean,
like, she might. Like, I think this is just, like, how they're phrasing it.
Oh.
Because if you're avoiding the drama, like, people are like, well, if they're saying these nice things behind their back, like, they're probably saying nice things about everyone.
Oh, like, so, to make you look better kind of thing?
Yeah, to make yourself look better, but also to keep everyone else's spirits up.
Oh, I do that with a lot of girls in our sales. I'm not going to lie, because we have some pretty, pretty females here at the sales building. And so when I'm around the guys, I'm always like, damn, she's so pretty or she's so hot or whatever. But I don't say it to their face because
That'd be weird.
That'd be weird. And I don't know if that's like an HR thing anymore, to be honest.
This one I think you're going to not like.
Oh, okay.
Says, my ex and I split up 2 years ago, but he still sends our dog Apollo a birthday card and gift card to Petco for his birthday. Hashtag no bad blood. I think that's cute. I think
was
it's extra.
Their dog together?
I think probably.
Hmm.
I think it's extra as hell, but I think it's I like the idea of no bad blood, of being able to break up with somebody and still be cool with each other.
Yeah, and I guess if they got that dog together, but technically it was her dog,
mm-hmm.
it's still, I guess.
Like, it's nice that he sends a gift card. It's like, hey, buy him something. Like,
yeah.
I think that's sweet. Like, I've had friends who, they dated somebody for a long time. Like, my friend had a kid, and then she dated a guy who had a daughter. And they dated for like 8 years.
Damn.
But so the mom of the daughter was in prison for, I don't know how long, but she was in prison for a good chunk of that. And so she basically was like a mom to her, and they split up. And she's now since been married and now has another kid, but she's still in that little girl's life, who's now a teenager, which blows my mind. She's like 13, 14 now. It's like, oh my God, I remember when she was like 3.
Yikes.
But, you know, she's still there, and like, it's the whole idea. It's like, we're not together anymore, but I'm still going to be here. Like, no bad blood.
Oh, that's where it's messy with children. Mm-hmm. I mean, with a dog, it's a dog, and like, you're just sending a gift card. You're not actually visiting the dog and whatnot. But when it comes with kids and exes and stuff, I have a whole opinion about that.
Oh, so this is like, I spent 7 years in special ed. I graduated with a 1.8 GPA. A teacher said that I wasn't going to go to college. I am now a VCU grad and a best-selling author for like children's books.
Damn, bitch. Good for you.
That's awesome.
I love stories like that. And I love stories where they were told they couldn't do this. And now they're killing it.
This I've read this one before, and this one kind of gets me and like helped me too. It says, today my anthro professor said something kind of beautiful. You all have a little bit of, I want to save the world in you. And that's why you're here in college. I want you to know it's okay if you only save one person, and it's okay if that person is you.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm like, okay, that's actually really awesome.
That is really awesome. Especially because when he said save the planet at first, I was like, how do I want to save the planet? Like,
I feel like that can mean different things.
Well, yeah. And then the end of that, I was like, oh, that's really dope. Yeah. Like, save a person, save a homie, save yourself.
Because everyone's like, oh, what if I get to save, you know, somebody from burning, you know, building, or catch somebody falling? You know, it's all those things. But it's so much more than that.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't know if your presence and your positivity, Sarah, no.
Hey!
No, you are a ray of sunshine.
I'm a ray of something, that's something. For sure.
But there's a few times where it's like, hey, you don't know what you've done for me, like with certain people. And it's like, but you're part of the reason I'm still here.
Yeah.
And they had no clue.
Yeah.
It's just awesome peoples.
I know.
Sorry, I'm like scrolling through trying to find the other wholesome posts, and there's objects in the mirror are closer than they appear, and this person's sweating, like looking at his car window, and it says 90s babies, and then there's somebody running towards him, and it says turning 30.
Oh, yes, that's me.
Sarah all the freaking way, going back to the conversation on the last podcast.
Oh, yeah, that is me. I'm like, bye, no thank you.
But I think we need a little wholesome in our lives sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and honestly, like, that's one good thing about social media. I feel like a lot of people, at least I am friends with on Facebook, they post some funny-ass crap, but they also post some, like, meaningful stuff, too.
Right.
But, you know, I also have other friends who post that crap, too, and they do not practice what they preach, and I want to punch them in their face. So,
for me, I realize that there's no point in fighting with people when they try to be negative, like, or I thought there wouldn't be, so I try to be ridiculous.
On your meme game?
Just in general, like with my roommate, because she's so used to people posting fake stuff. Like, I read her this funny story, and she's like, oh my God, that is so fake. So that did not happen. They wrote that to get internet points. And I'm like, but it made me smile.
But it's so funny, yeah.
And I told her, I'm like, but it still was fun. Like, I don't care if it was made up. It was fun.
That's literally like reality TV to me.
And like, that's the point.
This is entertaining AF.
I'll like goof on you, but I'm not actually going to make fun of your choices or for watching like reality shows. It's the people that like make that their lives. Like, I'm going to be like Snooki. I'm going to be like this person that tried to emulate and actually live their life if it was like that. That's what bothers me.
What, does like the actual people who are those people bother you?
No.
The people that imitate them?
Imitate them. Because I've known people that like, oh my God, I want to be her. I'm like, you realize she's not real because she has a bunch of writers writing all this for her, right?
But I mean, she is still a real person. And that's, I mean she did go out. She did get arrested for real. Like, that's real stuff that happened.
Yeah, a lot of it is amplified, similar to being on the radio.
But, like, you know, that is, like, her. Right. And, like, if you meet her, she'd probably be like that. I mean, now she's older and has a kid, but, like, she's still... So it is a real person.
And actually, it's interesting because I was watching... You need to watch Adam Ruins Everything so you can get all these references. But they did one about TV and, like, between, like, award shows and reality television and just television in general. And they even had, like, one of the girls from, I think, Vanderpump Rules on it.
Oh, I love that show!
And she's just like, oh, yeah, no, it's, yeah. She was kind of explaining it all, too. So it was kind of fun.
Oh, well, I do love that show. But, like, I get, I mean, like, I want, I mean, I miss my time, my prime time to be reality show star. Because that would be amazing. That'd be so dope. Whether, I mean, like, it's obviously, like, characters of you. Like, this is, like, who you are. Someone is a person. You're not a professional actor. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm like, but I that's my time.
But that's also like what I had to tell my roommate. I'm like, but I had fun. Jamie, yeah. Knock it off.
It was entertaining and I'm going to pretend it's real.
Like, I'm like, I don't care if it's real or not. I had a good chuckle from it and you need to calm down. And she kind of looked at like she wanted to argue, but then like she really couldn't argue that point.
Rolled her eyes.
Because if I try to defend it and say it, like, I mean, it could be real. She would have just been like, no, this and this and this. Let's do some research. If I just like. Just enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, okay, so how do you feel when people post stuff that they're trying to be more like, or they, you know, they're like, you know, I'm going to go into 2020 and not, you know, have toxic people in my life and won't spend time on people that don't give me the energy and, like, post all that crap, but then don't do that?
I'm very like, eh.
So if you have, like, friends or something that, like, still do the exact same thing and never change or whatever, but then post all that stuff, like, this is what I'm going to do, this is... preachable, you know, like it doesn't.
I think
that irritates crap out of me.
It would be like, okay, that's funny, like,
like you're talking.
Cute, that's cute.
Like you're full of crap.
Yeah, but my thing is, I think it depends how close these people are. Because I made the realization in the last couple of days. So I'm, you know, putting up a bunch of pictures in my house, and I'm having like a family and friend wall of like me doing stuff with friends, like and family, like cool memories. And so I started going through all my photos, and I realized I actually don't have a whole lot of close friends. Yes, I did print off pictures of you.
There's a few of you in there. I was waiting for it.
Yes, there are a few of you.
I'm like, I'm just gonna come over to see. I'm gonna count. I want to be in at least 3 pictures. My face is beautiful. It's just my butt. Just kidding.
It's just cute.
Just kidding. But, 3 might be a lot.
But then I realized, I'm like, I don't really have that many super, super close
people.
Were
you going through your friends and you're like, I actually kind of don't like you. Like, I don't want to put you on my wall.
Well, it's like, I don't hang out with this person anymore. Like, okay, it's been years since I've seen you. And like, we used to be close and that's cool.
Yeah.
But like, you've moved and... like, I still adore you, but...
don't keep in contact, really.
Not as much as we used to, so I'm like, well, I think it's a little weird that I add you to the wall. Like,
you don't deserve a spot on my wall.
Like, so that's why I'm like, I'd rather, you know, give that prime real estate to somebody else. And so, for me, if it's one of those people that did make the wall...
yeah, the very, very select few.
Like, I think I'd be like, oh, God. Like, eye roll, like, all right, buddy, if that's what you're saying, sure, have fun. Like, how's that going? But if I'd probably give them crap.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, well, if that's how you want to live your life, I'm not going to tell you what to do or what not to do. But if it's somebody that, like, is on my Facebook that I don't really...
See, I got some good friends.
You have a lot of
and
friends.
And I mean, and I have some friends who do this. And I have said some things before. But now, I mean, I said some things in the past, last year, but then... it didn't change, and this whole all these 2020 quotes started coming out of like the new this, and this is what I wanted in my life, and a lot. And so far, I have not seen a change. Like, damn, all I want to do is just call them out.
I mean,
but I'm like, but if maybe that's what they're manifesting, and that's what they're. But I'm like, it's cringeworthy for me when people aren't just like real to themselves. Mm-hmm. But some people are such a different person over social media.
Yeah, that's why
it's wild.
I never really trust anybody via social media, like what their presence is like.
Yes, I mean, and it's true because I have friends that I see every damn week. But then what you post on social media is so different than what you are in real life. It's just like, what the hell? But I'm like, do they even know that? Or is that just like they're more comfortable on social media, so that's maybe part of their true selves that comes out, but they're not like that in real life?
The one that I do like that I think is pretty funny, it's where that happens, but in an opposite way, in a good way. For example, I have a buddy who's not really talkative in person. He's very chill and quiet to the point where like, I had to ask his girlfriend, I'm like, he doesn't like me, does he? He's like, no, he adores you.
Oh.
And then on social media, he's just like loud and like he goes to like sports games and he's like, oh my God, this and this. And he's just full on like big old paragraphs of like talking and information. And he's like interacting with people and it's so weird to me.
Yeah, because in real life, he's really shy.
Yeah, and I think he might be on the spectrum. I believe his girlfriend was telling me, so okay. I think that's part of it.
So he's more comfortable behind a keyboard.
Right, so I think that's funny. Like, in a good way.
But that, I mean, I get why you would think, like, do you like me? Like, you're so, like, not talkative. And
I'm
not... like,
and I'm trying to converse with him. Like, I know maybe I'm not including him. Let me include him.
Well, then it's one of those things that he'd probably go home and write a paragraph or two about on Facebook about how he had such a good time.
Right, exactly.
And you're confused. You're like, did you though?
Like, his girlfriend was like, yeah, he does, like, they have a very cool relationship and she's like, hey, I have like my friends are good friends with him too. Like they'll go on like friend dates. He's really good at a friend date. Like he'll take you out and have a good time. They're in an open relationship. So,
oh, okay.
But like, but even just like on a friend date, not anything implied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Sexually, she's like, you should go on a friend date with him. Like he does like he would be so you would have so much fun and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
But he doesn't talk really.
Yeah, exactly. So I was a little confused by that, but I'm like, okay. Okay.
Maybe he's better one-on-one.
Maybe. I don't know.
Would you go on a friend date with him?
I don't know. I haven't really gotten to talk to him in a while, so probably not. They're not on my wall. They're not wall-worthy right now.
Ooh, they're not on the wall. Yeah, I love this. The wall. I feel like it's MySpace again. Do you have the picture up there?
I think that's how I'm going to call my closest friends.
They are
wall-worthy.
Damn wall. I'm so proud of myself.
It's a lot of us at work mostly, but we're looking hot. Actually, that's I know fine. I have one picture of us at Painting the Grass that I love, where you're like you have your leg up.
Oh yes,
that one's super cute. That one's been up since I moved it, like since that picture was taken.
Damn, there's at least just one of us then.
Yes, so far.
I feel special AF.
And there's a group shot of you, me, Taryn, and Robin.
Oh, cute. Yes. Taryn on the nights and
Robin from the men's room.
Oh, I love that.
Anyways, I hope wall worthy doesn't sound weird.
I love it.
All right. Let us know what you guys think. And give us something wholesome. Send us a wholesome tweet, a text or anything.
Did these put you in a good mood like they all did for Vicky, or were they kind of mixed review for me? Do I overthink things maybe too much?
It's like, are you a sweet, positive person or are you a cold, hard bitch?
Yeah. I think I'm a nice mixture of both.
Anyways, until next time, guys. Bye.
Bye.